A legal education means you will learn to speak in a new language. You will be taught to achieve insight into the world around you and to sharply question what you know.
You can't handle the truth!
You're out of order! You're out of order! The whole trial is out of order!
What are you doing, detective? What are you doing talking to my client without me present? You sneaky Pete!
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! I'm a lawyer! That's my job! That's what I do!
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Comedians at Law Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ritter, and with me this week is Kevin Israel.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, not much. Summertime. It's getting hot out there.
Yeah, it's been we've had a little heat wave on the East Coast. I don't know what's going on over on your side of the country.
It's pretty hot. It's probably not an ideal situation for getting ready for the bar exam.
No, I feel bad for everybody who's I hope everybody's got functioning air conditioning.
Yeah, I took it at the Javits Center, and I remember thinking, like, if the air conditioning went out here, like, just people would die.
Yes. I think there would have been a riot and then multiple deaths.
Yeah. I just can't imagine, like, not being cool. Like, I would have my air conditioner cranked 24/7 right now.
No, I really feel that air conditioning might be one of the greatest inventions of modern era.
It's up there.
I don't think we appreciate it. Like, 200 years ago, it would be this hot, and we would just be stuck. You'd be just sweating.
Yeah, what's hilarious is people actually moved out west for the dry air, and then they had to deal with – I think that's how air conditioning came to be. Everybody moved out west, and then they were like, oh, it's 120 degrees. This is a problem.
Just pure desperation.
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody was going, but it's a dry heat.
Yeah. Necessity is the mother of invention.
So we do have some stuff coming up on the horizon. We have a big show coming up at Poconauts. Poconauts is a comedy club out in Pennsylvania. It's in Swiftwater, Pennsylvania. We're going to be at Poconauts on Saturday, August 10th. It's a 9 o'clock show. It's gonna be a good time. It's a great little club out there. Poconauts is near all the resorts out in Pennsylvania. If you want tickets or you want to get more information on that, you can go to our website, www.comediansatlaw.com. Or you can go to www.poconutscomedy.com. That's P-O-C-O-N-U-T-S comedy.com. So go there, check it out. If you're in the area, come on out to a show. It's going to be a good time.
I got to say, I'm excited about how many bar associations and law schools have been contacting us about shows.
Yeah, we've gotten a pretty good response. I think the word of our infamy is spreading.
Yeah, no, people want to see what all the fuss is about.
Yes, definitely. Lots of fuss.
Should we get into some of these stories?
Yeah, let's talk about some news.
Since when has the paragon of investigative journalism allowed lawyers to determine the news content?
All right. Well, the first one, we're going to start off dry, and we're going to get more salacious as the stories go. But the first story we have is coming out of Detroit. A judge ordered Detroit to withdraw a bankruptcy filing. Apparently, the city of Detroit filed in federal court for bankruptcy due to, obviously, the terrible economic situation that's going on in Detroit. The biggest problem with this filing is that that Detroit would no longer be obligated to pay any of its pension to its former employees, and they wouldn't have to make any future pension payments into the system. And that would really screw over a lot of people who are planning their retirement on the pension they have.
Yeah, that's kind of a big problem.
Yeah, and it's a problem we're seeing throughout the country with states. I know here in New Jersey we had a similar situation where they were worried about how we're going to keep the pensions situation solvent. But you know what? I mean, listen, we all have bills to pay. We all have budgets. You know, our income is X, our expenses are Y, and we're left with hopefully a little bit of Z. And that's how we gotta run. I mean, personally, we try not to run on a deficit, so why should we publicly?
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that is, people have this idea that their pensions are untouchable. Like, no, don't worry, no matter what happens, our Social Security and our pensions. And I think we're seeing that's not the case. I mean, money is.
Let's be honest. If you're living in our generation and you're banking on any money out of Social Security, you might as well just wait for a leprechaun to come along and break your wish.
But, you know, and like you were saying about, you know, tightening the belt, I also think, you know, there's been a lot of shenanigans. You know, I don't want to say Detroit has done this, but, you know, you always hear in the news about how people try and jack up their wages and get overtime for their last couple of years. That's what the pension is based on.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? Absolutely. And that's why that was an issue here in Jersey, that a lot of people try to get those last, you know, they'll be making whatever for the majority of their life. And then at the last 2 years, they'll get some job that pays them double. And that's what they get paid out on.
Yeah, I don't want to sound callous, but I just don't think anybody who's retired should be earning more than anybody who's working.
No. And that's definitely not the way. And it definitely shouldn't be funded off of the public payroll.
Yeah.
I mean, if you invested wisely and you did your own thing, great. But we can't be bankrolling people's personal wealth on the
No, exactly. That's it. We can't be bankrolling their wealth. I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, I think if you put in 20 years, you know, as a cop or a firefighter or a teacher, you deserve a pension. But, you know, look, I don't know what that number is, if it's 10, 20, 30 grand a year. But you just can't be getting six figures every year. It's just impossible to run a government.
But come on, Matt, hasn't a little part of you sometimes wished that you just were told about this and became a cop?
A very tiny part of me.
I mean, I have nothing but respect for the police force anywhere. I have friends who are police officers, but, you know, a lot of them, I know comics who are police officers, and a lot of them said, look, we did our 20, we got out, and now we're getting a pension check every month, and they're able to do whatever they want. Some of them are become professional comedians. Some of them do, you know, whatever they want. And that's just a great deal. It's a great deal.
It's a great scam.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's something that's, you know, we can't afford anymore.
It's bankrupting cities all over the country.
Yeah. And I mean, and states. It's, you know, it's really, really expensive. And I don't think people realize part of it. I don't think people thought that we were going to live as long as we do and that salaries were going to go as high as they are.
You know who else owns a lot of state and city municipal revenue streams?
Who's that?
The Chinese.
Yes. Well, and they're just laughing their way to the bank.
Yeah. So in a way, I'm like, well, tough luck, guys. You're not going to be getting that revenue from the Ohio toll booths.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's, you know, and maybe that's our way to screw the Chinese, that everybody just declares bankruptcy and we all start from zero. But
Wasn't that the ending of Fight Club?
with all the buildings crashing
down?
Yeah.
We go back to zero. We got to reset.
Yeah, we need Brad Pitt and Ed Norton to come take care of
it. I mean, anybody who's shocked, you know, look, I think New York City declared bankruptcy in the 70s as well.
Yeah, I think that did happen. But you know what? The stakes weren't as high as they are today.
Yeah.
The numbers are astronomical, and you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people across the country who are relying off of these pension payments to survive through their retirement. And if they lose that money, who's going to be there to take care of them?
Yeah, and the other problem is, look, the economy of Detroit's crippled, so there's not a lot of revenue generation. So where are they going to come up with the shortfall?
Yep. Look, I worked for the state. I was on a state pension, and everybody said to me, listen, you know, your money that you're paying in is paying people who are currently retired. And if it keeps going this way, there might be nobody to pay for your pension when you retire.
There won't be.
You know, you just live with that, and you go, all right, well, I'm not going to be able to bank on a pension.
Yeah, it's going to stink for us when we get old.
Yeah, well, you know, the way this world is going, I just saw Pacific Rim, so I don't think maybe that'll happen. There won't be any time for us to get old.
Oh, you think the robots will just take over?
Well, whatever it takes. But it'll be more interesting than what's going on now. Speaking of that, that is a fantastic segue, Matt.
Yeah.
You did that and you didn't even realize.
I didn't realize.
Into our second story. Speaking of the robots taking over. There was a story on CNET.com. I'm a big fan of CNET because they review all the tech stuff that I'm into.
Yeah, they're a great site.
Yeah, and if you ever need to buy something, CNET's the place to go if you're looking for anything digital. But anyway, there was somewhere, I think it was around in California, in your neck of the woods, they spotted the Bosch. Bosch is an automotive company. Bosch's self-driving car was spotted driving in the streets through California. It's a BMW. It looks like a 3 Series station wagon, and it's got this whole apparatus on top of it that actually looks like a an old school camera, and apparently the car drives itself. And this is not the first self-driving car. Google has also been making headlines for having a number of Toyota Priuses out there that drive themselves. And I think this is would you get a self-driving car?
You know, I would. I was actually just on the road yesterday, and somebody knocked my mirror straight off.
Really?
Yeah. And it was just ridiculous. I was pulling into a hardware store, and I'm about to pull in, but somebody's blocking the opening, right? So, you know, I have to not pull in. But, you know, it looked like I was going to pull in, so the guy in the next lane tries to move out of the way, tries to go around me, and doesn't clear my my side view mirror and just knocks it straight off.
See, that's awful, and I would have been extremely. Now, did he stop? Did you do the
yeah,
whole?
Yeah, he stopped. Mm-hmm. We pulled over. You know, what's going to happen? Am I going to go to insurance? I mean, I don't know. You know, it's more of a nuisance than anything else. My point being, is I think that's the kind of thing a self-guided automobile would have avoided.
Right, but I guess the question here is that if you were in a self-guided vehicle, he still might have hit you. It's a matter of how pervasive are these self-guided vehicles going to become?
Yeah. And are they going to be able to react to other people's, herky-jerky motions?
Right, exactly. I mean, I drive a lot. I love to drive. Actually, I'm a big car nut, and I love to drive. I'm a big fan of driving. But, driving out to gigs on long trips, I would love to be able to sit in the passenger seat, put it on cruise control, and, you know, read or write and do some stuff, but
Do you think you'd be able to sleep in a self-guided car?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Would you be too nervous?
I think I definitely would be. Probably, I would imagine in the beginning I would be nervous.
Is it any better than a chain smoking Russian mafia limo driver?
Well, it's not as entertaining.
I'm just saying, is it any more frightening?
Yeah,
you know,
true.
We have, you know, it's interesting because we now have this company called Lyft out here in LA, which is a bunch of random people who just become cab drivers, and they have no licenses, no any sort of permit to do this, and we're just trusting them.
Have you used them?
Yeah, I use them all the time because they're cheap.
Well, and there you go. I mean, it's really we're really jumping in, jumping ahead to the future now because we're going to have these. You know, the Prius is a hybrid car. We're moving closer to electric cars. So we're going to have autonomous electric cars. We're living in the Jetsons.
I was going to say Demolition Man. That's what this reminds me of.
Yeah, Demolition. Actually, you know what it also reminds me of? I don't know if you saw it. iRobot.
Yeah, but I was going to say Demolition Man because I hope that if the self-guided car crashes, it turns into a nice big foam marshmallow.
I forgot about that.
There's got to be a lot of legal implications here, though, I would think.
Yeah, well, if I'm in a self-guided car and you're driving erratically or illegally and we have an accident for whatever reason, how do you prove fault? It's clearly not my fault because my car is programmed to do the right thing at all times.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. How are the states going to allow these car companies to shield themselves from liability for anything the self-guided car does?
Right. Exactly. And I would assume that at some point in the not too far future, assuming these cars become somewhat normal on the streets, there will be some kind of network that networks all the cars together so they know where all the cars are and they're able to. And that could lead to some more Big Brother type shenanigans.
Yeah, but it also seems like it has to be an all or nothing proposition, right? It seems like everybody either has to have these self-guided cars or nobody.
Yeah, well, and that would be, I mean, are they going to, so is it going to be mandated that we get this technology put into, is it going to be something adaptable?
I mean, kind of scary, but at the same time, I feel like that's the only foolproof way to make the system work.
Right, exactly.
Eliminate all the variables, which are humans.
I'll tell you what, if you had a bunch of these cars, it would have made the movie Cannonball Run a lot more boring.
It would be very boring, and Rat Race would be boring. Pretty much any car chase, race.
Vin Diesel is going to be out of a job.
Yeah, Fast and Furious 7 is just a bunch of cars, nobody inside of them.
Yeah, all doing the speed limit, driving safely.
But will they have personalities like in the movie Cars?
If the car talks like Kit did, I'll take it.
I want to be able to get a car that sounds like Morgan Freeman.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
that'd be
nice. Samuel Jackson. Say what again?
I'd want the Sam Jackson.
Say definitely. What again?
Yeah. We are not stopping here. Yeah, so listen, you know, I mean, it seems like it's going on in California. Keep your eyes out. If you see one of these self-driving cars, get a picture of it. I'm sure our listeners would love to see that. Did you ever see the Google car? You know, the Google Earth car? Have you ever seen that?
No.
I saw it once in a parking lot, and I freaked out because it was like I saw a celebrity. And yeah. I didn't even think, but I should have gotten within range to get myself, like, in a picture for Google Earth.
Yeah, that would have been great. I mean, I'm sure they'll be all over the place soon enough.
Yeah, yeah. But there you, if you, I don't know if it's a standard car, but it has this huge sphere on the top of it that I guess is a 360-degree camera that takes pictures all around while it's driving.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy. But now, let's move on. The pièce de résistance of our podcast this week has to be this story. And this one strikes really close to my heart because I am a fan of the adult entertainment industry.
Yeah, well, because you work in it, don't you?
I was offered it. Let's put it that way. There's contracts pending. The point being, recently at a Pittsburgh Pirates game, an adult movie star by the name of Andy Sandemus.
Never heard of her.
I had never heard of her either, which was shocking to me. But I assume that's not her real name. She was at the Pirates game. And she stood up with a unicorn mask on, a whole big unicorn mask, started dancing. When some, I guess, patrons of the park got annoyed, they told her to stand down. And she said, we're at a, I think she used some explicatives. She said, we're at an effing baseball game and I'm just trying to have some fun. At that point, the security came down and arrested her. And dragged her out of the stadium, and she was I think they took the mask, and then but the big issue was while she was down in the security level of the stadium, one of the cops wanted a picture with her, so they put the mask on and had a picture of her taken with her, and it was tweeted out by somebody who was with the porn star. And now the cop is under investigation, and he could possibly lose his job.
Yeah, it's a pretty harsh justice. I mean, I don't see what he did wrong. He took a picture with an adult film star. Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, I think I'm more bothered by the fact that he put on the unicorn mask than he got a picture with a porn star.
I mean, are you not allowed to put on a unicorn mask? What's illegal about that?
I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous. You're a cop. Why are you wearing a uniform, man?
You know, it kind of reminds me of the Dancing Bear.
The Dancing Bear?
You don't know who the Dancing Bear is?
No, I don't.
I thought you were familiar with the adult film industry.
Apparently you delve deeper than I do.
Yeah, there's also a dancing bear who puts on a bear hat and dances seductively.
All right, well, you delve into some of the weirder stuff than I do. I guess, for the vanilla horse variety.
You like horses. You like the equine variety. I like the bears.
Well, listen, if you can work a fantastical animal into your pornography, why not? The article also informed me of something that I had no idea of. There's apparently a Twitter handle, somebody tweeting out there, who goes by the name of Unicorn Army. And they encourage people to get a unicorn mask and take photos wearing the mask all over the world. And they want the content to be at R-rated.
Yeah, apparently this is a big thing that people are doing.
Which, this is one of those other times where I feel like, where have I been?
Yeah, I just found out about twerking.
Okay, yeah, that's a whole new thing. Do you twerk?
You've seen my body. It's a disgrace. Would anyone want me to twerk?
I think maybe our fans would like to see
that.
They'd
like to see. Maybe Comedians at Law should do a twerking video.
Maybe that's what we should do. There were what were those other videos that everybody was dancing?
The Harlem Shake?
The Harlem Shake videos. Maybe we can start a twerk video.
Oh, boy. This is going into an odd place for our group, I think.
It is. But, all right. So do you think this police officer should be subject to some kind of penalty because he took a picture with a porn star wearing a uniform?
You know, and here's the thing about, you know, social media in 2013. It's almost impossible to separate your personal from your professional life. It's literally, you know, you can't do it. So you're exposed 24/7. So you have two options. One is be squeaky clean in your personal life, or two you know, get caught up here and there in some shenanigans and have people either be reasonable about it or be sticklers for their rules, and you get screwed.
Right. And I, you know, I really agree with you in that. I've said this, and I actually do a bit about it on stage. At this point in history, we need to understand that if somebody takes a picture of us, regardless of where or how, it could and probably will end up on the line. And it will exist forever. And we're going to have to deal with the ramifications. So when you, any picture you get, whether it's just you standing with your mom or you drunk on spring break with your pants off, that's going to live forever. So,
yeah, that's, I think that's something that people haven't really thought enough about.
Yeah, when I, you know what? And it's scary because I think the younger generation is becoming almost immune to caring about it. You know,
the good thing is if you do unicorn porn, nobody's going to recognize you.
Well, right. And, you know, to this officer, in this officer's defense, he should have just said, you know, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think he was wearing his badge and name tag.
Yeah, well, then he's just stupid. But, you know, because being the thorough investigator that I am, because I want to give our audiences the top content we can, I went above and beyond, and I did some research into Miss Andy Sandemus's career, because I wanted to find out more about her. And
did
I went
she
online.
Go to law school?
She did not go to law school. But she, I went and I checked out, and there's some videos of her, and she's held a lot of different jobs. Apparently, she was. She seemed to be a police officer at some point. She handled legal issues in a very unique way. She was a pizza delivery girl, also handled delivering pizza very unusually. She was a massage therapist, and I don't know where she worked, but I'd like to get a massage from her. She's had a number of different relationships in which she often ended up sleeping with her significant other's son, son-in-law, daughter, cousin. So she's really had quite a colorful life, it seems, at least going by her movies.
Yeah, look, you can't always judge somebody by the films. That's not, you know, that's not actually her. Maybe she's just a normal, straight-laced girl.
I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean the movie's not her? That's not that. You're saying she wasn't actually a naughty cop?
I'm just saying maybe in her real life, she might just be a regular, nice girl. Girl next door.
Matt, are you trying to tell me what happens in porn isn't real?
You know, I don't want to burst through. I don't want to be the guy that tells you there's no Santa Claus. So let's just not even get into it.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that wrestling isn't real.
No, wrestling is very much real.
Okay, good, because I couldn't have handled that reality.
No. Nobody can ever handle that.
It's going to make all of my porn watching completely different now. I just assumed all those scenarios just did randomly happen and that at some point one of them might happen to me.
I'll let you keep that fantasy.
You realize there are probably some listeners out there that we've crushed by this revelation.
Yeah, because lawyers are very much into the adult films as well.
Yeah, well, and actually, it's a big industry for there's a lot of entertainment lawyers who deal with the adult entertainment industry.
Oh, I didn't mean on a professional level.
Oh, right. You meant there's just a lot of stressed out lawyers who need porn.
That's what I meant.
Well. I don't think I can argue with you on that one.
Hard to argue. All right, well, that wraps up our stories for the week, huh?
Yeah, I think that's it. Let me just click over to Twitter and see if people have been talking at us.
This is a little segment that we like to call
Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Look, I'm really sorry about that. I just I saw how aggressive you were being, and I thought, wow, I got to go even bigger than that since we're doing Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
What? No, I said Good Cop, Bad Cop. I'm the bad cop, you're the good cop.
Okay, then there it is. That's it. I thought you said bad cop, bad cop.
Who's going to be the good cop?
I saw a lot of times I'm the bad cop. I'm going to be the good cop this week. I'm going to see how those shoes feel.
Feel them out. Feel out your new oats, says the
Well, looking at what we've got going on, it's going to be a little hard because we haven't had a lot of interaction with her. We picked up a lot of new followers on Twitter. We picked up a follower named Res Ipsa Liquor.
I like that guy.
Sounds like a unique fellow. He says it's never too early for a margarita. Cheers, bitches. Well, here's to you, Res Ipsa Liquor, whoever you are. We understand the need to drink while you're in law school. We picked up Chelsea Irwine, Earl Wine, sorry. with Brian J. Newman. We picked up Marjorie Florstall, a girl just named Kara. That always worries me when somebody's just got their first name.
Yeah, it's dicey.
And we picked up Toby Hornet. We don't seem to have any interactions from the last podcast, which is a shame because...
Wait a minute. The last podcast was, what, the 15th?
Yeah. Oh, we did have one. Adam Hughes, it looks like?
It looks like I'm going down to, what about Serendipity also?
She retweeted us. Yeah, well, right. She retweeted something. Right,
Adam
right.
Hughes actually responded to us, right. And Janice Hartman retweeted us as well.
Right, right. So Adam Hughes, Janice Hartman, and Serendipity... plus the names I mentioned before. If any of you tweet at us with the hashtag CalPod, and give us your thoughts on something, talk to us about what you think about self-driving cars or you know what, tweet us a picture of you in a unicorn mask. Join the unicorn army.
If any of our followers tweet a picture of them in a unicorn mask, we're going to give you free tickets to our next show.
Yes, wherever you are. We'll try to make sure that there's a show near you.
Yeah.
Purely in that picture.
For because, a unicorn mask, we'll come to you.
Yes, a unicorn mask picture of you. That's a bold move. To everybody else, you got a t-shirt.
Which is all nice.
Right, but you have to tweet at us. You have to just don't think that because, you know, you followed us, you're getting a t-shirt. You have to tweet at us with hashtag CalPod, CALPOD, and we will send you a t-shirt.
I would say that about wraps it up this week.
Yeah, Matt. Well, listen, I know you've got some summer things going on. I have some summer stuff to do, too, to our listeners. Thanks a lot. A happy summer.
Especially to the ones who are still studying for the bar. I know the day is incumbent. It's coming near. For some of you, it could be as soon as tomorrow.
Is it? Really? Could it be tomorrow?
Yeah, for Louisiana, I think.
Oh, wow.
So wow. Good luck. Well, good luck. Well, good luck. Our prayers and thoughts are with you.
Good luck, yeah. And do you have any words of wisdom? Do you have any pointers? Last minute pointers?
Yes, I do. Start eating healthy the week before. I have terrible stomach issues, so you don't want to fail because you spent a half hour on the toilet.
Did you take bathroom breaks when you took the bar?
Oh, like 6 or 7.
Yeah, so did I. I did too. And I remember feeling it was a very Zen moment, like I needed to do that.
Yeah, but you don't want them to be, you know, you don't want to have to crank the Imodium.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Eating, that's a good point. Eat as well as you can for the next, you know, few days. You'll thank us and yourself. And get sleep. Get a lot of sleep.
Watch a little bit of the horse porn, though.
Yeah, and if you want, I'm sure Miss San Dimas would be happy to relieve some of that stress for you.
Yeah. All right, guys, we will see you next week.
Sounds good. Take care, Matt.
All right. Bye.